Ouais, c'est un mal nouille. Checks the attitude first. Is there any craving or not? Expectation or not? Because everybody have habit, whatever they're doing, motivation is craving. This is a become habit. So checking the expectation or craving have or not. When you are meditating times, the craving is a lot of big problem because of craving. Every difficulty is arising. Without craving, without expectation, the mind is free. The mind has freedom or liberation. Our meditation also free from this craving or deluded. Just simply aware or recognizing in the present moment is very simple, but because of craving or expectation make difficulty, confused, doubt, boring is arising. If your expectation too high, boring is very easy to happen. What are you expecting? Expect for the result. You expect the result is better or good. Wisdom is not attention to the result. Wisdom is pay attention to the cause. What cause we have? Because understanding know the cause and effect. If the cause is complete, then a result is coming. So wisdom always look at the cause. Craving always look at the result. We are always thinking about the result, this is a craving. what you will get anything from you is without, because of conditioning, not because of craving. People think because of wanting and doing then you can get it. Actually, what are you? Whatever you get it, anything is because of conditioning. Not because of wanting. That's why people think wrong way. Because of I want, I do, I get. That's why people, they want, they do a lot. They try a lot. Effort also, trying effort also one factor. But everything you try, you cannot get anything. There must be effort, there must be wisdom, there must be awareness. There's many cause, and conditioning is complete. Then you get in your life, whatever you get it now, everything is conditioning. Not because of one thing only. Only thing you can get it because of one thing is suffering. Whatever the one thing is arising, the mind is suffer. Anytime, whatever you want, because of one thing, the craving mind bring the suffering feeling. Every time they will expect the craving is arising in the mind becomes suffering, tense. Because of one thing, because of craving, anxiety, worry, angry, they can happen. Sadness, upset, depressed, all are because of one thing, or attachment. We try to relieve our attachment or craving. That's why we meditate. Wisdom is growing, then attachment must be less and less. This is because of right practice, continuously, the growing the wisdom. Because of wisdom, the rooted and craving must be weaker and weaker. Raga kyo nibbana, dodha kyo nibbana, moha kyo nibbana. There is no greed, there is a nibbana. There is no aversion, there is a nibbana. There is no deluded, there is nibbana. This is a Buddha talk. Totally in the mind, is no more greed anymore. The mind is freedom, the mind is liberated. This is a nibbana. Actually, nibbana is object, but we don't know what is this kind of object. But we can know our mind. The mind has lobha, you can know. The mind is greed, you can know. The mind has defilement, we can know. Also, the mind has no defilement, we can know, we can understand, we can experience with the mind. So mind is a purified, no more defilement. Then he chooses his object. Mind and object is must be matched. Only the purified mind can catch this kind of object. Which the object is reality. When the mind is purified, the wisdom can arise. That's why we take care of our mental state and purify our mind. How to purify it? To grow this wholesome quality of mind, awareness, samadhi and wisdom, effort, faith, moment to moment to growing. Depend on your wholesome quality is increased. Defilement is no chance to come. And slowly the mind become more purified. Then see whatever can understand as it is. As they are. So depend on your quality of mind. You can experience, you can understand the nature. Because of defilement is happening in your mind, discover the truth. Defilement means it's a deluded, it's a leader. Deluded is a present, the craving, aversion, any defilement is chance to come. Deluded is cover the truth, reality. Illusion mind is attention to the concept. Deluded mind and don't understanding the reality. The mind create the concept and also the mind believe the concept because of delusion mind. So meditation is better to be checking. Checking is wisdom is present. Checking means what happening. Checking the process or experience. Checking is not fix the object, open the object, whatever happened, you want to know. That's why he's checking. If you focus, it's only one object. Checking is alert, awake. why we need to practice moment to moment. Because of the mind nature is whatever mind arising many times, many times happen, allowed to happen again and again and again, then quality is better and better, stronger and stronger. Any wholesome mind or unwholesome mind. For example, the angry, you allow to happen again and again, angry is more stronger and stronger. Because of this happened many times, allowed to happen many times. That means we are feeding the defilement. The defilement becomes more stronger and bigger. Also awareness, wholesome mind also, wisdom also, samadhi also. We need to allow him, this kind of mind, to happen again and again and again. Then quality is stronger and stronger. Intensity is stronger and stronger, better and better. That's why we need to practice, allow this awareness, practice moment to moment. So you practice moment to moment. Moment to moment and become momentum. Momentum means it's become natural habit. Habit is a second nature. Habits become second nature. Nature means it's become automatic, nearly automatic. You no need to try to this happen. Because of momentum, they happening again and again and again, then speed is coming. If your momentum is arising, then personal effort is not necessary. Because of personal effort, we have idea of self. I am meditating. I am being mindful. I am trying to aware. Because of personal effort, the idea of self is very strong. Atta is very strong. When the momentum is coming, no personal effort is there, then another idea is more obvious. Because they do their job. Awareness is nature, the mind. He do his job because of momentum. That time is nobody there. Nature is meditating. Meditating is happening continuously, naturally. You no need to be aware. Even if you forget to be aware, the awareness is already there. This another idea is very important in the practice. If your other idea is in there, understanding arising very weak. There is no I, there is no self. Understanding is very obvious, very deep, very strong. That's why momentum is very important. Without the momentum, you cannot understand the Vipassana meditation yet. Happening also become, experience also become natural process. But it did remain also natural process. Then the practice in your life. Dhamma is in your life together. Dhamma and life is become together. Life means is whatever you think, you talk, you act. Any process, any action, mentally action, verbal action, and physical action also. Every action has awareness and wisdom present. That time wisdom is motivation. Wisdom is a leading. The mind want to be deluded. Deluded also have want to be habit. You don't want to be recognized awareness in the present moment. Because his habit, his nature is want don't know. You want to be don't know. Wisdom nature want to be know. We need to be know what is happening. Then we can understand what is this, how this happened, why this happened, who is this, people are not improved. They are practice, they start the practice long, long time. But improve is very weak. Defilement is not weaker. Still have defilement stronger because of they are not practice moment to moment. They don't have the momentum about practice. They are not practice all the time. The continuity of practice is very important. Whatever you think, there is a mindfulness. Whatever you talk, there is a mindfulness. Whatever you add, you do, there is a mindfulness. Must be automatic. First, we need to do this is aim. Try to awareness become nature. There is understanding way, three way. First, you need to know how to get the wisdom growing. You must understand how to practice right way. If you practice right way, wisdom can happen. Second is when you know how to practice, understanding the practice, you need to maintain this understanding all the time. Most skillful. And wisdom is slowly, slowly collecting the wisdom, bit by bit. Small, small understanding also wisdom. But if you long time collab together, your wisdom will become bigger and bigger. But must be long time. Again and again, day by day, moment to moment. If you can practice this way, you can maintain this. What you get it, because your awareness, your samadhi, your wisdom, still continue growing. This also, some kind of understanding can do this. You need to understand how the wisdom grow, how to maintain this sila, samadhi, awareness, samadhi, and wisdom. Then how to invest and explore your wisdom. This is all our understanding level. in the mental namakana, four kind of nama mental group, there is some consciousness, vinyana, there is a perception, sanya, there is feeling, vedana, and sankhara group. In sankhara group is, there is a wholesome mind or unwholesome mind, mental state is together. Because of sankhara, because of intention, volition, intention, volition is meaning is sankhara. To make happen something to. So because of mental energy first, physical energy is happen. Because of intention, make the vayu dhatu. Because of mind, the vayu dhatu is happening. We call siddhasa rupa, siddhasa vayu. This vayu is an air element. Because the air element is energy. Become physical energy is come from air element. This air element comes from the mind, intention mind. So any intention move the action. Your part of body, many part of body moving, a lot of action is come from the intention. Without intention, you cannot do, you cannot act. Intention weak, sometimes the mind has intention very weak. The mind cannot decide to do. There is some intention there, but body is not moved. Because intention is not enough. So intention is very important in the practice. If you don't know the intention, then you don't understand the cause and effect. And intention also, there's two kinds of motivation. One is a defilement, one is a wholesome mind or wisdom. If you notice your intention mind first, before action, then you must have, you have to, you have a space. You can think. It should be do, should or not necessary or not to do this. The mind can think with the wisdom. Then you can choose your action, wholesome or unwholesome. Intention must be happen with the defilement or wisdom. There is a defilement intention, we not follow. You just watch and aware. If your intention is good, okay, you can allow to do this, talk this, thinking this. The English word is intention, sankhara. Pali you call sankhara. Intention, willing, volition, every time you know that this means at intention and the action. Because of intention, mind, and action, many times you notice, very obviously understand, anatta is coming. Because anatta is a cause and effect of process. There is nobody there. Intention, mind, physical action. Intention, mind, physical action. There is nobody there. Every mind has their quality, their characteristic, their function is there. Different function, the intention, the mind also, the whole body related to the whole body. Any part of your body move, want to move, there must be intention first, then action happen. So know the intention also very important. Whatever you talk before, you must be have intention. If you catch it, you can handle your talking action also. Physical action also, choose the beneficial way. Otherwise nonsense things we doing, we thinking, we talking because of the looted. So we need to change our mental state, the whole mental state. Now the mind is habit, is a craving, is nature. Defilement is nature. So we must change our nature upside down. So practice continuously is very important. You must switch on your awareness all the time. Be careful about every action. Small action also, carefully. to notice, to aware, but relaxed way, gentle way. That's fine, reminding all the time, meditation time, it all the time. And wholeheartedly and interest to the present moment. About your sixth sense door. But outside the door is concept. We're not interested in the concept. We're not paying attention too much about the concept. We more learn from the real nature, direct experience. So keep going, practicing.